Week 1, Day 6. Various Experiences Regarding the Lord in the Spiritual World. Heaven and Hell 6. There were certain spirits who, while living in the world, had professed to believe in the Father, but of the Lord they had the same idea as of any other man, and therefore they did not believe him to be the God of heaven. For this reason they were permitted to wander around and inquire wherever they wished whether there were any other heaven than the heaven of the Lord. They searched for several days, and nowhere found any. These were such as placed the happiness of heaven in glory and dominion, and as they were unable to get what they desired, they were told that heaven does not consist in such things. They became indignant, and wished for a heaven where they could lord it over others and be eminent in glory like that in the world. Diary of Spiritual Experiences 5600. A Certain Christian Among Mohammedans. There was a report about Mohammedans that they acknowledge the Lord, but only as the grand prophet, and do not acknowledge his divinity, for the reason that they have not been able to understand how the divine could exist divided into three persons, consequently into three gods, and that, therefore, they have acknowledged one God, the creator of the universe, but the Lord as a very great prophet, and have affirmed the Holy Spirit to be spirits and angels. That Christian wanted to know whether such was their doctrine and sentiment. He approached them at the western part, wishing to question them about the matter. They spoke as they thought from their religion, but they asked the Christian what he believes about God, whether he believes that he is one. He said that he believed that God was one, but they examined the ideas of his thought, which easily takes place in the other life. They said that he does not believe that God is one, but that he is three, because in his thought he sets up three persons, and every one of them as God. They then said further that he says one God, but in heart and in faith, or in thought, he believes in three, when, nevertheless, a Christian ought to speak as he thinks and believes and not differently. Since he was unable to deny this, they went on to say that it ought to be to the shame of Christians to think three gods, and that the very heathen are wiser. For their wise ones think that there is one God and do not have more in their idea as the Christians do. Wherefore he went away and said that he would never return to them, for he was overwhelmed with shame. He wanted to say that the three were one through agreement, but still he set up the idea of three gods who were unanimous, when yet God is one. Diary of Spiritual Experiences 3292. That the Lord was seen. When it was written concerning the spirits of Mercury that the knowledge of the Lord was promised to them, and that there was shown the likeness of a son, they said that it was not the Lord, because they did not see the face. And when the spirits spoke about it, though I do not know what they spoke, then the Lord appeared like a son, in whose midst was the Lord, surrounded by a solar ring, as it were. The spirits of Mercury then sunk down in profound humiliation and acknowledged him in anxiety of humiliation. He was next seen by spirits of this world. By those who saw him in the world, he appeared as when in the other world, and they confessed one after another, consequently many of them, that it is the Lord who was in the world. Thus they spoke before all the assemblage. Next, he was also seen by the spirits of the inhabitants of Jupiter, who also said with manifest voice that it was he whom they had seen, for in that earth he occasionally presents himself to be seen. Diary of Spiritual Experiences 5880. Those who solely, owing to their birthplace, are in no knowledge of God or of religion. There are some who appeared to me in sleep, sometimes like men, and again, sometimes like a kind of bird, with whom many, as it were, ludicrous things occurred, such as the characteristic of sleep, by confining those birds in a cage, and so forth. At length they appeared like men. When I awoke, it was shown me that they were men born in a certain island in the West Indies, who had no knowledge of God whatever, consequently no religion, but still lived sincerely and amicably. It was said that at first, in the other life, these appear as if not possessed of rationality, but that still, since they have not adopted any principles contrary to religion, inasmuch as they have been in ignorance, they are instructed in the other life almost like children, and gradually perfected, so that they become better than those who were born in a religion in which there are falsities, by which their good of life has been formed. It was shown that they were in such an affection of truth as is not surpassed anywhere else. This was shown by the fact that they wished to serve others. But reply was made that they were not able, because they didn't understand anything. Some riches were then given to them. These they presented to a teacher, but this was in order that he might take them as servants, and they might thus be instructed how to live. Questions and comments. 1. What universal truths about heaven and the Lord can be drawn from these accounts? 2. In Divine Providence 55, the Lord explains that Islam was provided to re-establish monotheism. Diary of Spiritual Experiences 5600 seems to indicate that this use extended to Christians holding a belief in a trinity of persons. 3. What do you think about the account in Diary of Spiritual Experiences 3292 about the Lord appearing to the spirits from Earth, Mercury, and Jupiter? 4. Sometimes it can be very difficult to understand how the Lord provides for all, regardless of the circumstances into which we were born. Does Diary of Spiritual Experiences 5880 help?